Mike, obviously not quite the return you wanted tonight in terms of the result, but how do you sum up the team's performance?
Just trying to fit in with everybody. I think the team was, you know, I was just speaking to the guy. I think we were a little hesitant, a little unsure of ourselves, not sure what to do with me on the court, and, you know, just trying to fit me in and plug me into places. So, I mean, I've only been here for a day, so, you know, with a full week, we should be fine.
What's it like for yourself as a player, kind of coming in at the last minute, coming in the day before a big game like this against a top four team?
Right. I mean, it's kind of like being thrown in the fire, really, but, you know, you would expect me to be ready for that. But, you know, a player like myself, just, you know, someone that wants to dominate and, you know, be the best every night, it's kind of hard to come in and, you know, fit into a role with so many talented pieces around you. So I think it's going to be my biggest adjustment. And, you know, the guys are, you know, really going to work with me. So, I mean, I'm excited about, you know, our next couple games.
You seem to get your swagger in that kind of third quarter, though.
Yeah. You know, the first two quarters, a lot of my shots were short. Just overthinking, not knowing the plays, not knowing what it'd be. A couple of times I lost the ball and, you know, just stumbling with the basketball. But, you know, Mike Tuck kept talking to me, Olu, telling me just keep playing. So, you know, I think by the next game I'll be fine.
How did the deal come about to rejoin the Sharks?
It was just a phone call. I think they called me Monday and, you know, by Tuesday I was signed. You know, it was like a family atmosphere, so it was, you know, a really easy decision.
What was it about the club? Obviously, you've got kind of previous history here back in 2009-10. What was it about this club that made you want to come back?
Like I said, it's a family atmosphere. I got my guy Mike Tuck still here, Atiba, you know, Sarah's a, you know, we always have talks outside of basketball and, you know, about my future and everything. So, you know, it's just a great place to be. I love the city. You know, it's just a great place to be.
How good was it having someone like, obviously, Mike Tuck as a player that you played with previously during your spell here?
Well, it made me real comfortable in practice. You know, I was able to be myself. You know, with a personality like mine, you know, there's something guys face. And, you know, he made me feel comfortable doing that and telling me that guys need that. So it was a big help for me.
Talk me through the last 4 years. You've been playing seemingly all over the place, kind of
right.
Qatar, Poland,
right.
And Iceland as well.
Right. It's been a journey. In Poland, you know, unfortunately I had the ACL injury. I was off to a great start there and, you know, with the top team. But it's been a great experience, you know, away from Sheffield. But, you know, Sheffield is like a home to me, second or third home to me, you know. It's just a comfortable place to be. And, you know, I always thought about coming back. But, you know, I think the situation and, you know, where the management wants to go in the future, I think it's the right fit for right now.
How do you see yourself fitting into the team? Obviously, quite a well-established team over the last couple of years. A lot of juniors come up through the ranks as well. How do you see yourself fitting in?
Well, I think I have to be myself. You know, I think, you know, Coach Atiba, I think he's really expecting me to be me. I don't have to go out there and get, you know, 27 points a game again, but I have to be a threat to get 30 every night. That's the only way that I can fit in. That's the only way the guys will feel comfortable with me, because that attract the defense to me and I can get my guys open shots and open dunks. And so I just have to be myself.
What are you hoping to achieve with the Sharks for the rest of this season?
Just looking to build. Just looking to build on the team. We have so many nice young players, you know. It's just a great opportunity for the fans to watch a process. You know, I think fans have to understand that this is a process. I'm just looking forward to building with this team and, you know, looking to see what happens after that.